This Ridley Report podcast is brought to you by mail-to-jail.com, something that rhymes with com. You know, the number of political prisoners listed on mail-to-jail.com is at an all-time low, and that's a good sign. But the ones who are there still need your support. So be ready to write them. You can do it from your computer at mail-to-jail.com, something that rhymes with com. Now, I've got sort of a disjointed report here, which is a series of micro reports, I guess. But the first thought that I had has to do with a problem we're having in New Hampshire. It's the kind of problem you want to have. We have so many videographers now that it seems like people are starting to shoot videos and they all look the same. We're getting a redundancy issue. You know how the Eskimos have supposedly 17 words for snow? Well, we could probably have 17 different types of videographer and 17 different words for videographer. But right now, it's kind of vanilla. If you want to make your video stand out from what other people are doing, then I guess, you know, a little bit of a division of labor in the video arena would be good. For instance, if you're in a group of people and they're all shooting video, well, you know, one thing they're almost all going to have in common is if they're going to be shooting video at what I call mid-range, you know, somewhere from 5 to 20 feet away, that's where they're shooting their video. You can make your video look different by going, you know, 50 yards away and getting a shot of how the whole scene looks. Or by shooting from up high, down low, shooting down on things. Of course, you know, it's always helpful to have one person shooting live video while someone else shoots the taped video. If it was just two people. But think about trying to shoot the video that other people aren't shooting. Oh, another way is if you're getting like reaction video, like if some action in some place, everyone's shooting in one direction. Well, you might want to be looking for what's happening in the opposite direction, or for people's reactions to it, you know, how their faces are reacting. Anyway, just some thoughts for those of you who are out there with the increasing number of cameras and the increasing number of YouTube channels. Switching to a completely different issue, a couple weeks ago you probably heard me talking a little bit about how I had a chance to grill Sheriff Arpaio, you know, from Phoenix. He was here in New Hampshire to support Rick Perry. I got a chance to get on the radio and ask him some questions about the way he treats inmates. It was a good conversation. But you know what? Interestingly enough, you know, my concerns about the way he was, you know, subjecting people to very high temperatures. He said that, you know, well, that's okay because our boys in Iraq are subjected to very high temperatures. And if they can do it, then our inmates can do it. Well, sure enough, right after he says that to me, it turns out he kills one of his veteran inmates. So he's all about veterans as long as they're beyond his grasp. But I guess as soon as he gets one in his jail, well, one of the ones that he gets in his jail, he ends up, the guy's dead, you know, within a day. And apparently he was tased 3 times. It was caught on video. And I just thought that was interesting how he's so worshipful about veterans until one of them is in his jail. So just a thought, but, anyway, that's one other thing that happened. And, I have a concept I wanted to, going back to video, what I think we could do that makes our videos better. One of the things that happened when news broadcasters started first getting a hold of really interesting, you know, different technology, what you started to see, like, especially in the 80s, was overuse of graphics. And I think that the same thing is happening to our movement. Now, a lot of videos that are getting shot by New Hampshire Liberty activists or other activists are suddenly starting to become poisoned by all these different graphics that are appearing in front of the entire video, you know, down the left, on the right, at the bottom, at the top. Every piece of information you would ever not want to hear is spewed between you and the video. So I would just suggest there's no need to spend extra time making graphics because they mostly just ruin your video. That's my thought when it comes to graphics. So anyway, those are 3 different thoughts for the day. And this edition of the Ridley Report brought to you by mail-to-jail.com, something that rhymes with com.